USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden took questions in a formal press briefing setting for the first time during his White House tenure, fielding questions about the illegal immigrant crisis at the border and whether to support abolishing the Senate filibuster.
It used to be you had to stand there and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. We were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum, and vote.
Filibuster is a tactic in the U.S. Senate that allows for endless debate to stall legislation by keeping the chamber from voting on it. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 684,000, the fewest since the pandemic erupted last year, and a sign that the economy is improving. Last week, 781,000 people filed for first-time claims. USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV. Tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern, as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
The suspect in the attack on a Boulder grocery store is making his first appearance in court. Judge Thomas Mulvihill giving the defense more time to prepare its case.
I'll authorize that status conference to be set in about 60 to 90 days. I understand the concerns that you have, Mr. Doherty, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the defense has ample opportunity to prepare and move forward.
The suspect is being held without bond and is charged with killing 10 people at the King Supers grocery store on Monday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting the White House over the ongoing border crisis.
CBP is tracking the largest surge in migrant apprehensions in 20 years.
The Kentucky Republican saying the crisis on the southern border continues to escalate. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is celebrating National Medal of Honor Day in a big way. He's donating $20 million to the campaign to build a museum honoring those who have received the honor. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With a little bit more on one of our top stories, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says he's ruling out claims that the Boulder mass shooting suspect had any ties to terrorist groups. The shooting suspect's brother telling the Daily Beast this was not at all a political statement, it's a mental illness. To which former FBI agent Chris Swecker tells Fox News sometimes it's about people reporting family members if they are mentally unstable, it's not about gun control legislation.
Colorado has every gun law known to this country. I mean, they have a red flag law, which is a law that allows family or law enforcement to petition to have a gun removed from someone who appears to be dangerous and mentally unstable. But that didn't prevent this incident. I think, honestly, as a commentator, I can say that I think there's some responsibility on the part of family and friends to invoke that law.
A third congressional Democrat has announced opposition to a plan being seriously considered by Speaker Nancy Pelosi to overturn the results of Iowa's second congressional district election. Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin saying, "I'm sorry, I cannot support overturning an election, especially given everything that's gone on and what we've been hearing about from the Republican side of the aisle." Election officials in Iowa certified Republican Marionette Miller Meeks as the winner by 6 votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.